I'll be honest with you. I haven't always been that enamoured by God's timing. There have been way too many times when suffering's gone on for too long. And frankly, there have been too many times when He's held His blessings back for way too long as well. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I have a young friend whose wife, soon after they were married, was struck down with chronic fatigue syndrome. Okay. But why does God allow it to go on? I'm sure that between us, you and I could cite an endless string of instances like that, and much worse, that cause us to question God. Why is it that He has what seems to us to be such lousy timing? The Old Testament prophet Habakkuk had that very same complaint. Chapter 1, verse 2, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen? Or cry to you violence, and you will not save." Things weren't going all that well for the Israelites. The Babylonians were causing havoc. No wonder Habakkuk cries out to God. God's response, verse 3, "This message is about a special time in the future. This message is about the end, and it will come true. Just be patient and wait for it. That time will come. It will not be late." Given where you're at just at the moment, that may or may not be something you want to hear. Maybe it's not even something you want to believe. But hang on a minute. God knows exactly what you're going through. And what a powerful comfort it is to know that His timing is always perfect. Just be patient and wait for it. The time will come and it won't be late. That's His word, fresh for you today. Friend, God has so much more to speak into our times of trouble. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.